You're about to listen to Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games. It's a comedy video game podcast. We would like to stress that the hosts are not experts and are really just very crass commentators. Seriously, this is an explicit podcast that happens to talk about video games sometimes. So please enjoy this pretty okay podcast with Tyler and Dave.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where we've gotten the band back together.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is our 2016 Year in Review Spectacular, featuring all the same players as the 2015 Year in Spectacular.
Crazily enough, that was you. Ian. That Thank wasn't you. Me. So if anyone's that, counting, that one's not here too.
Someone hand Jacob the whistle so he could see.
There you go.
That was sent to us by Jack of Ziggy Moons.
It's some good craftsmanship.
Tadpog Santa. They crafted it.
It's a Grandmaster train whistle Wikipedia. Crafter.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Kind of runs off the side there.
What are you going to do when you run out of train whistle? What can you do?
Just keep going down.
Yeah.
So if you didn't hear the 2015 year in review, coming back to us, reading from Me to Dave, of Wolf Fighting fame, Jacob York.
Hey, Jacob.
Making his 2016 debut.
No. I checked the records.
Oh, really?
John, you were actually... Sorry to spoil who it is.
Oh, damn. It's
John Turley. Burger Bottom John Turley.
Yeah. Giggling boy, John Turley.
We are going to talk about that, right? You messaged me, like, it seemed very serious. You messaged me, you're like, I need a new title.
It wasn't very serious, but at the same time.
I was about to say, he's accepted it since then. It's fine.
I have accepted it, but at the same time, everybody else has cool titles.
Burger Bottom's pretty fucking
pretty cool,
cool,
man.
I think that's subjective. Like, even Taryn's got the, like, you know, alpha female virginity thief.
Depends on who's Burger Top.
Taryn has, like, seven titles.
Wish we could be Burger Bottom, but no one encompasses it as much as you do. That's not our fault.
We're all Burger Versatile. You're Burger Bottom.
I also want to point out that Jacob has his own mic. For the 2016 year in review, if that tells anybody how much success we've seen in 2016,
so far.
We were able to get Jacob his own microphone.
Yeah.
And circumstances being very similar, we're going to see a Star Wars movie after this.
Just like last year.
It's a tradition now.
Although we're all clear-headed, reasonably.
Yeah, that's. I'm not going to be fucked up.
That's
again.
Very different from last year.
Yeah.
So there may or may not be a 15-minute segment that we cut out of this one like we did last year.
Yeah, you had to bring that up. Just told you I was fucking nervous about this shit.
Welcome back.
Don't be nervous, Sean, because you did appear on a 2016 episode.
Okay, what?
In January, can you name it? No pressure.
No. No. It was after must have been like when I got back the second, like for good.
Yes, it was. It was in January.
Right. I had read the letter from him while he was gone, and then he came back to.
Okay. I got back on January 20th. Oh.
Does anybody at the table know?
No.
No? I wouldn't know either.
Super Monkey Ball?
No. That was 2015. Good guess, though.
I should know
Ian,
this.
Guess?
Because I'm super into myself. I should remember that. Oh, I was on it, too, wasn't I?
You weren't.
Oh, then
so
I don't know.
You're absolved.
I have no idea.
Then why would I possibly know that?
I possibly know that?
The ultra-narcissist that is Ian Chandler.
I am going to say this with confidence, but now I am incredibly concerned that someone's going to be like, John's going to be like, I wasn't on that. Darkwing Duck.
If you say so.
Yeah. I don't fucking recall.
Yeah,
that
I was hoping you'd do that, so I'm going to play it right now.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. It's the show doesn't say
you
read it.
I'll take your word for it.
Please, let's do that.
Wait, did you credit me in it because I like called while. Because there was an episode where I like called while you were recording.
Maybe. Who knows?
That might have been it, actually.
Maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
And you answered it on the show.
It count it. You were tagged in the show notes for that episode, so I was like, all right, he was in it.
Yeah, no, I think that's yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I got to get my count up somehow.
We argue about Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
Yeah.
On the phone.
We all unanimously agree that he's awful and shouldn't do movies anymore. Oh, yeah. I remember, you guys remember that now?
Were you on Lunesta that night, too, buddy?
Oh, and also Wiz and Sage Ian Chandler.
Hi, everybody.
What's up, man?
Good to be back again.
I hope that our audio is better on this one, because here's me at the end of 2015. Man, our audio quality's come a really long way. And then cut to me today re-listening to Year in Review 2015. Holy shit, this is awful. Like, it is just nonstop. Like, we are just maxing out the waveform, like, the whole episode.
Oh, that whole episode was just... Man, nuts from start to finish.
Just nonstop laughter, and you didn't have a mic, Jacob. Yeah. It was just
raucous. It was raucous.
I like that, raucous.
You're just joyous. Yeah. It's the end of the year, you know.
I'm not trying to quell the good fun time that we're gonna have. Yeah, everybody have fun.
We're all gonna have. Everybody. Quality is going to be so good. Yeah. But just no one's going to talk.
Yeah, just keep it at six though. For sure.
Everybody have good, fun. Qualified, calm, adult fun.
Yes,
in moderation. In moderation. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everybody, for RSVPing to the 2016 Tadpog Year in Review. Mm-hmm. We covered it last year that it is Year in Review, not Year End Review. This is gonna sound like this is gonna sound dumb, but I really do recommend, if you're listening to this and it's your first episode, stop. don't do it. Go back to June and listen to Echo the Dolphin, because I think that is one of the strongest episodes that we've produced this year.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you.
There really needs to be something that pops up on the Tadpog Nation that is I would love for the Tadpog Nation to figure out what, according to them, are the top 10 episodes of the year.
We need a Facebook poll.
That's a good idea.
We need a poll. Really good.
That is a really good idea.
And particularly, that would be so helpful in regards to, like, getting newbies in, getting people who are just starting. It's like, here, listen to the top 5 episodes, and if you're into that, then you're probably going to be into the rest of it.
Hashtag Wiz and Say Dan. All episodes featuring me.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because.
So you have to make the poll then on Facebook, and then, like, list all of the episodes.
Just the
that
ones
you're
you
in.
Were on, yeah.
Yeah,
for people to vote for.
No, these are the ones to vote for. Mm-hmm. I'm guaranteed to be in the top 5.
I think it should be like the best episode per year, and then of those episodes, the best episode overall.
Yeah, that first year is going to be rough, though, man.
I wouldn't be able to vote. I wouldn't be able to vote. I haven't
not old enough
gone back to the I haven't gone back to the beginning yet.
I would be interested. I haven't listened to Final Fight in a really long time. I'd be interested in going back to listen to Final Fight.
Patreon episode.
Because we have not even, like, because it was we had rehearsed it. We had a chance to, because
we recorded it once and then lost it. Yeah. And then, right.
So we had the opportunity to go through everything that we wanted to talk about the first time. So in theory, it should be tight.
Well, we need to get you on a Patreon episode where we just listen to that Final Fight episode and we're just all squirming in anguish.
You like director's commentary? Like
director's commentary on like our first MST 5 episodes.
Ooh, yeah. Yum, yum. Oh, that's going to be great.
Oh, God.
Speaking of losing an episode, we are recording this in the middle of a fucking thunderstorm. So there's a good chance we're going to lose this episode. It could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that on the surge protector?
Kinda.
Okay.
We've got it daisy chained from two different surge protectors.
Oh, then it should be fine.
There was a lightning strike that happened as I was driving up I could not see for a second.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so bright. It shook the windows and the doors. Yeah.
Were your ears ringing afterwards?
Yeah.
Cool. So, this is a year in review episode where we talk about 2016, specifically Tadpog 2016. Yep. We could talk about other 2016 stuff if you want. David Bowie.
I don't think anything really else happened.
Donald Trump. Dumpster fires.
George Michael.
Oh, my God. The fucking buzzer. That's like,
right? Almost Princess Leia.
Yeah, I know. Almost Carrie Fisher.
I had no idea about Carrie Fisher until like last night.
Yeah, Twitter told me somebody on the Facebook posted, Dear 2016, you will not take Princess Leia from us. And then the next day, apparently they agreed, and the next day they took George Michael. It was all right, we'll take George Michael.
That's the fucking
half court
shot.
The monkey's paw that is 2016.
Very well.
Y'all are talking pretty bold for a year that's got 5 days left.
That's true.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Right?
It's been very evident that it's like, we 2016 doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. 2016 will fuck you up.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
God, I'm really worried. I'm going to get a shirt made that says, I have hopefully survived 26 days. Yeah, you're right. 5 days.
Print it up on the 31st. Walk outside and get hit by a car. Yeah,
exactly. Now, I saw, I guess she had started doing better.
Carrie Fisher?
She had stabilized, yeah, from, I guess she had a really bad heart attack.
She was shot in the shoulder, right, by a blaster?
I think so, yeah. Those stormtroopers.
It was set to stun. That's what they do, right? Yeah.
In a New Hope. Yeah. That was a Return of the Jedi reference, but it's fair. It's fine.
Oh, I thought it was a Star Trek reference. Okay.
Oh, Tyler, goddammit.
Darth Khan.
Yeah, he's a Sith. But no,
what
I saw
if Chewbacca fought Worf.
Ooh, we got the next hour. We're gonna spend.
Man,
that is a good question.
Fuck, that would be a shit. Great fight.
What if they, damn, what if they switch weapons?
I don't know. Like, does Chewbacca have a melee weapon?
Bowcaster is not a melee weapon,
yeah,
but it's still a weapon.
Giant fucking fists.
Well, okay,
yeah.
That he pulls.
Well, I was just thinking, you know,
with.
Worf rocks that Bathleth, so
I know that's switch
that
him up.
Thing's nasty.
Remember when I jokingly said we're going to talk about this for the next hour? It's really happening.
We're on our way.
Oh, but sorry, I want to go back. Like, I saw this comic. Somebody posted this comic, and this is how I heard about it. It showed the Grim Reaper walking through a hospital, and it said, "So which room is Carrie Fisher in?" And then the very next frame was just Darth Vader, and it said, "I don't think so." And I was like, "What's wrong with Carrie Fisher?"
Oh, right. Yeah, out of context, I bet that's really, that's not going to land.
So, from me to my first crush ever, get well, stay alive, we need you in this world. Because I follow her on Twitter, and she's funny. She's a nutball, but she's just funny.
Oh, yeah, she's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, but what's cool about her is what she has been doing for a living after kind of doing a few sort of not-so-great movies and stuff. She actually fixes scripts. Like, they big Hollywood directors and stuff will take scripts to her to proofread and fix plot holes and
stuff
like that.
She's a good writer.
Can you make this more Star Wars?
And then she uses the Force to fix the scripts.
Oh, because of her midichlorians.
Yeah.
It's canon. You can groan as much as you want, but it is canon.
Don't remember.
That hasn't been scrubbed.
I'm going to blow it away with a cannon.
Yeah. Her book was really good. The one that she reads her audiobook autobiography.
Wishful Drinking?
Yes. That was the one I listened to.
She's got a new one out with Princess Diaries. That's the one where she talks about.
Oh, I'm.
Having an affair with Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
I will listen to that.
Yeah,
I read that like in a blog post, and I remember thinking, I don't need to read that book anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Now I just know that they had an affair, and it's like, okay, I don't want to know the details.
Probably the highlight, right?
I heard that she like called him up and told him, "Hey, this is gonna be in the book, by the way." And then he was just like, oh, "Okay."
That was a dead on Harrison Ford impression, by the way.
I'm a.
I try.
In the heart.
I'm a sack of shit. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck, man. Does it hurt my family, my kids? I don't give a fuck.
Well, she was like underage at the time or something, I think.
And he was, I don't know if he was married, but he was in a relationship.
Yeah.
So
it worked out.
You're listening to Carrie Fisher cast.
Yeah.
We could rock that for like an hour, I think.
Yeah, no, we could do that. I have a thing.
Yeah.
Does anybody want this?
Oh, my God.
There's a thing that we can try. This is a Kit Kat. I assume this is Japanese sake flavored Kit Kat. That Cockmaster Ashley Shake gave me.
Is it sake flavored Kit Kat or Kit Kat?
I don't know.
Sake.
We'll find out. But I do want to point out, Shake pointed this out to me. It is 0.8% alcohol per volume. So
0.8 is wow.
It's not gonna bring Kenna in.
Sake flavored Kit Kat.
No, Kenna can't have these unless you're okay with a drunk baby.
She takes communion. She does the Eucharist. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna toss one to everybody. I'm sorry, Jacob. You have to. Nope. Hit the microphone. It's fate. You don't have to anymore, I guess.
Yeah.
John. Ian. Oh, yeah.
I want to toss.
Toss it in the pocket.
Toss me, Dave. Yeah,
all right. It just smells like white chocolate.
Warning.
I smell a little bit of sake.
I have not. There's no entry for this on taquitos.net. I've already looked it up. So we are in uncharted territory, and we have the opportunity to write.
You don't like white chocolate.
I fucking hate white chocolate. It's the devil's jizz.
John, I know that you love white chocolate because you mentioned that on the 2015 Year in Review.
I don't love it. Did I say I love it?
Oh my God, I'm going to have to like go back to the archives. Everything's a lie.
I like it okay. I'm not like opposed to it, but I much prefer dark chocolate. Like much prefer dark chocolate.
I'm sniffing this. It smells gross. I'm going to try it now. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's not like bad.
No, it's not. It doesn't. I don't think it tastes anything like sake, though.
I'm not just saying it so you have to try it, Jacob.
I'm all right.
No, it just tastes like, seriously, it just
Jacob
tastes like a
okay. White chocolate I'm noticing different Kit Kat eating strategies here. Tyler and Tyler I do and it the same. The same. We bite into
we
the
did
double
chaotic
bar.
Ship.
Just you break them apart.
I break them apart and then eat them lengthwise.
And then John has eating it long.
Yeah, long ways.
Width wise.
Well, that's just because these are really small. That should be noted. Like they're not the full length
size
Kit Kats.
Queen.
Yeah. These are like half size.
John will only eat the big cat.
John Big Cat sense. Turley. That's the new title.
I am the Burger
what,
Bottom.
What a Burger so Bottom, yeah.
Right. Here, that's a Burger Power Bottom move.
Yeah. Call him White Chocolate.
No, don't do that.
Call him Dark Chocolate.
We'll call you whatever.
I don't know
you
if
want.
That's any better. Right?
Dark Chocolate.
I swear to God, if his name changes from Burger Bottom, I'm going to turn this shit There's nothing to bring
no,
more joy than just a random reference to John Turley Burger Bottom.
I like John Big Cat Turley.
I think you need to own this, man. I think you need to embrace
well,
it.
I mean,
and know that you have
at
a
this
place
point,
in this history.
At this point, it's you know, it's gonna seem like I'm a dick if I'm, you know,
yep.
Well, I gotta
yeah.
change my
yeah.
name.
No, that's a burger top.
Title. See, one of my top five favorite episodes of Tadpog ever is Burger Time.
Burger Time's
I fucking
a great
love
episode.
Burger Time.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
Good game, good people, good episode.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
trifecta.
That's what we live on.
The Holy Trinity.
It's cross-stitched.
I saw a cross-stitch that said fuck 2016 the other day, like in a frame.
Yeah.
It was my sister's wife's. Like somebody had given it to her as a gift.
I'd buy that.
Yeah.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
It was very nice. It was like high quality.
Good reference.
All right, 2016. You want to get to it?
Let's do it. You have talking points?
I do have some talking points.
I'm glad that you have something pulled up over there because I was just like, what?
I poured over data. And as you know, I re-listened to a Tadpog episode, a thing I never do. That's how much this meant to me. This is how much 2016 year in review meant to me. So last year we talked about the guest host who most appeared in 2015. Actually, I copped out. And since 2015 year in review was our first ever, it was like all years of Tadpog. This is exclusively 2016. I'm curious I want to take some guesses. I want to know who appeared the most, who guest hosted the most on Tadpog in 2016.
I'm going to say me, and not because I'm a narcissist. I think I was on a lot this year, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say him too.
Okay, so two for Ian. Ian and Ian. Jacob, what do you think?
I'm trying to. I may have to recant.
Okay. You can take it back.
Is this including Patreon episodes or excluding?
Great question. This is excluding Patreon episodes and the teaser episodes that I did for a little bit until I stopped doing them.
That I'm still sticking with me. I had another guess.
Okay.
But now I'm saying me.
I think I'm gonna guess Ramon just because I want to be counterculture. But
okay.
I think Ian's got a really good shot at it though.
Okay, so that's Ian Ramon. Tyler, what do you think?
It's less clear because once we got to the blanket fort, we haven't had nearly as many guests as we used to.
That's true.
In Annex 2. I'm also gonna say Ian. That's the first. He's the first person that popped to mind.
All right. So we've got one for Ian, another one for Ian, another from Ian, and then a Ramon.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't feel great about my guess, but...
I think is Ian...
Somebody is going to be really mad that they were forgotten. Like, it's not going to be me.
You haven't hosted in Dave's house. Otherwise, I was going to say you might be one of the only people to record in all Tadpog Studios.
Yeah, I didn't ever make it to Dave's, but I have been to all three since then.
I think I've been.
No, we're just talking about 2016. Yeah, right?
There have been three this year.
Just 2016, right?
I've been to both locations in Dave's house, including and also the Annex 2 and then High Rise and now here.
Yep.
You've missed one. Wow. You've only missed one. We recorded a few episodes in the Tadpog Closet. Where we recorded in Ryan's wife's closet.
Yeah. I did not.
He was there whenever we recorded at his house. in the Tadpog submarine.
That is true.
It's only two episodes.
Remote location.
The hardest to catch.
The hardest to listen to as well, because it's very echoey. All right, Ian, you are in the top five. You are not number one.
Oh, really?
You're actually tied for fifth place.
Really?
Idiot.
Four other people are going to be really mad.
I misspoke. Five other You're tied for fourth place.
Okay.
You, Chandra, and Phil have all appeared on five episodes in 2016.
Okay.
So appearing six times is Nicole Nance.
See, I was going to say that, but I thought I'd only remembered hearing them on more Patreon than regular episodes. Yeah. So
appearing seven times as a guest host, Josh Nance.
Really?
Yes, because of Little Fears.
Right.
The block of Little Fears got them in for like six straight fucking episodes. Yeah,
and then Josh did Zelda 2.
And then Josh did Zelda 2 with Sandwich Pope Phil.
But we're still not to number one, Dave.
Number one, appearing eight times on Tadpog as a guest host in 2016, is Rhythm Master Paul Korn.
Wow. That's right.
I would not have.
He called in a lot. I actually do remember that.
And he came.
He was here?
Eight times he came here.
Wow.
Eight times he came.
Oh, man.
No, I'm sorry.
It was right in my mouth.
Night? My God.
It dried up. It was weird, but it was fine.
It is what it is. I was confusing him with Phil, actually. Phil calls in. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And Phil has been on Sandwich Book. Phil has been on five. Tied for fourth place.
Wow. Well, good. Sorry, Paul. Everybody voted me, and
it's because you're here. We didn't want to hurt your feelings. Yeah.
That should be my new title. Recency bias.
Yeah, because Paul came in for two because we did back to back
Galloping Ghost.
Yep.
And then we did the Arcade Expo.
Yep.
In Chicago. All links that I may or may not have in the show notes at tabmog.com.
The show notes.
deep cut.
Reaching way back.
I haven't been. I looked it up, and I guess the last one that I was on was the first episode of Little Fears.
I think that's right.
Kettawashujo?
Yeah, well, that was. I think we recorded that one. I can't remember if we recorded that after or before Little Fears, but numerically, it was 306.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Little Fears.
Kettawashujo was 300. You're right.
Yeah.
All right, I've got some other things. 2016 has been a pretty good year. I'd say a pretty good year. We have moved a bunch of times. This is probably the most times that we've moved. we started in Tadpog Annex 2. We moved to High Rise, and then we moved to Tadpog Closet, and then now we're in Tadpog Blanket Fort.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this isn't just me saying this because this is where we record now. I feel like our best episodes have come from this room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the Blanket Fort, by the way. It's got a nice ambiance. It's very cool.
There's a bed in here
that takes up three-fourths of the room.
That's a huge fucking bed. Is that a king-size bed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of those that you can like sprawl completely out and not touch any edge of it.
I tried laying seductively on it to record Mortal Kombat, but it didn't work because I was making too much mic noise, so I ended up having to share a mic with Dave, which was actually better.
Yeah, we're all in our pajamas here, recording in the bed under the covers.
And FYI, some of us are nude.
Just some of us. Mm-hmm. You know. But all of our wieners are out.
Oh.
Well, for Harambe. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Can we be done with that?
No, because of Overwatch.
That is the dumbest shit.
No, I got in on it so late. I can't. I got to write it out. I think that's why it's perpetuating, because like less cool and less cool people like catch on like as it's dying, and they're like, oh yeah, I'm doing it.
It's like the Borat My Wife. You just gotta keep doing it until it comes back around.
Yeah.
And I had to catch myself. I almost said, you know, that Boruto, My Wife.
Boruto?
Who is Naruto's son.
Let's see. What else we got? Did we finish a list this year? Last time in 2015, we had finished the Super Nintendo, the IGN's Top 100 Super Nintendo games, and had started the N64 list. We did not finish a list this year.
From start to finish?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you're still on Sega.
Yeah,
Sega. What did you pick up after N64?
We did nothing for
a long time.
Okay,
and then someone suggested the
list. We did some adventure list stuff and then stuff we just wanted to do, yeah.
But we are very close. If we can push through.
Hey, what was
Fantasy Star 4?
I was
going
to say, what's the next game you're talking about?
It's actually probably going to be Sonic Spinball. And oh, I love that game. Then we'll just see. We'll see where it goes.
We got Charlie the NES classic there. Mm-hmm. We got the Sega Genesis classic for Charlie. So I'm absolutely going to just bogart the shit out of that.
Is Phantasy Star 4 on there?
I don't think so. I haven't even looked through the games. I think it's got like 25 different games on there. And I'm not very familiar with Sega. Like, I was an NES kid.
Yeah.
You know, I did not know the Genesis.
We're still not very familiar with Sega.
Shit.
Are there 25 Phantasy Star games?
I knew Sonic, and then there was an X-Men, I think the four-player, I can't remember the name of it, there's a four-player X-Men game. That
probably
I
X-Men.
Levi, just called X-Men.
That's probably a good
game. my buddy Levi had that, and he had a game called Sewer Shark, but I want to think that was, which one had this, was it just Sega CD? I know it was on a disc.
Oh, it had to be
Sega CD. That would have been Sega CD. Okay. I've never heard of Sewer Shark.
Oh my God, the graphics are amazing.
How could it get any better than this?
The load time is so much longer and slower, but the graphics are amazing.
Yeah.
What was it we played in our first apartment, Jacob? I remember, like, we played something and you just sat there and you watched the water for a long time.
God, I cannot remember.
And just like, man, look at that, man. That's because you were like, World Tyrone, this is the bar. This is the bar for graphics. Is how good the water looks.
It's always
water. Always.
It is.
Super Mario World on N64. Was looking at that water and around the chasm. Like, oh, it's awesome.
And the ripples and like the paintings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In Mario 64. Yeah.
Very, very fluid.
The Sega Genesis is kind of a weird system for me. It is one of those systems that I thought I would like uncover some gems on this list. Mm-hmm. And there have been a few, but for the most part, it's been, I feel like, the Sega Genesis had like five good games on
it. It's been realistically panning for gold.
Yeah.
I know some people, that's their system, and I get that. But yeah, there has not been as much stuff to come out and grab me on this list like others. Well, not much on the N64 list grabbed me either.
That was the worst list.
Paper Mario is the really the big standout for me on the N64. That list. That's what I learned about and fell in love with. I don't feel like anything on the Genesis list has really gotten to me.
Man.
Yeah.
My buddy Justin Breathurst, who Dave worked with at Apex, and Ian worked with at Apex, he had an N64, and I remember going over there and playing that with him. And we played... I had no experience with it at all. And I think we rented Super Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
And was just like, oh, man, I can't wait to play this. It's going to be so fun. I played this system. It's really supposed to be really great. God damn it. It was a horrible, horrible experience. Like, God, I just wanted to shoot myself halfway through playing it.
Yeah. It
terrible.
We did
terrible
Shadows game. Of the Empire for the N64. Mm-hmm. And
I'm sorry.
What's that guy's fucking name?
I'm sorry, it wasn't. That was
Dashrendar. Kmart Han Solo.
That was on the
Dashrendar. Dashrendar.
Diet.
And his ship, the Outrunner.
Outrunner.
Knowledge that is completely useless now. And always was. That's like when the older I get and I'm like upset that like Star Wars canon changed. I'm like, God damn it, that's useless information now. And I catch myself and I'm like, oh, God damn, that was fucking useless forever.
I read that book and I found myself reading the book and thinking, man, they just shoehorned this in. This is awful.
That is a dog.
I mean, it was okay. Yeah, that was a dog.
They shoehorned this in. It's awful.
The dog. Bang, bang, bang. But, I was okay with it at the time, but going back and looking at it, I'm like, they could have left it out.
Yeah.
We don't need to know anything that happened between Empire and Jedi, really.
I feel like...
They cover it.
Shadows of the Empire, though, like... jump-started the resurgence of Star Wars. Like, I feel like they just kind of like threw it out there and like, well, if people are interested in this, maybe we'll re-release the original movies. And if that goes well, maybe we'll do another prequel trilogy. And if people don't or do like that, it doesn't matter.
Right.
We'll just ride those out.
Well, at least they're getting it right now.
Yeah, so far so good.
They totally are.
You're about to find out how right they're getting.
Yeah. Well, I thought The Force Awakens was fucking amazing.
It was amazing. So.
I didn't care much.
You didn't like The Force Awakens?
I thought it was fine. But I thought, sorry. I thought that it was, I will admit, I didn't care about Force Awakens coming into it, but I am really excited for Rogue One. I'm just kind of, in general, tired of the Star Wars journey of, like, discovering your power in the Force, and it feels like it's kind of all painting with the same colors.
Well, at the risk of taking this in a Star Wars direction, which,
already happened.
Tends to happen.
No big deal, already happened.
I think you might really like Rogue One.
I'm excited to see.
At this point, and Dave was there with me.
Yeah.
I haven't been that excited in a movie in years. I mean, I really, really enjoyed Force Awakens because I am all about the Skywalkers and their journey and their legacy and all that stuff. But this movie impressed me more than I thought it could possibly do. I was probably embarrassing you.
No, you weren't.
I was making so much noise in the theater. At the end, I was up clapping and just yelling. They did it right. And they say that Force Awakens was fan service. I think that Rogue One was the prequel that we needed 15 years ago.
Rogue One was more fan service, but in like a really...
In the right way.
In the right way, except for a couple points.
Yeah, there was a couple of little spots in the movie that just made me sort of go, what the fuck? Yeah, but a
couple points.
It's okay because it's Star Wars. There's always a few little what the fuck moments in there. But at the end of the day, and John asked me this, I've said for years that Empire Strikes Back was my favorite Star Wars movie.
It's the best.
Rogue One is my favorite.
Really?
True.
Really?
Because of what they did, because of how they did it, and because the guy that directed this movie was me. You know what I mean? Like, it was...
Congratulations.
Yeah. Spoiler.
Wow.
Look, I know you're already giving a lot on Patreon, but if you could bump that up, like, there's a couple $1,000 a month.
It's my favorite Star Wars movie because I made it.
Yeah.
Yes. In all seriousness, it was how I would have done it.
Yeah.
And I was super impressed with it. And after having not seen it for a couple of weeks, we're going back tonight, but I still feel the same way.
You didn't embarrass me, man. I was worried that I was embarrassing you because for two reasons. Reason one, at one point, I literally screamed in a movie theater, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you did. It was wonderful.
It just came out of my body.
My oldest, it just was an autonomous
response.
It was. I was doing it too. My oldest son was sitting on my left and Dave was sitting on my right. My oldest son had grabbed onto my shirt and was just rocking back and forth going, oh my fucking God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my, this for like the last.
And he's like, 22, right?
23.
So, I mean, that says something right there.
It was a great time. I just had so much fun seeing that. And I was so impressed with it. So I'm excited for you to see it.
Oh, yeah.
And you should see it. I think you'll really
like
it.
Come with us, Jake.
I'm going to. I don't know about tonight, but I'm absolutely going.
I will tell anyone. I'm sorry, John. Let me finish real quick. I just want to say that anyone that hasn't seen Episode 4, Star Wars: A New Hope, in a while
or ever,
watch it.
Or ever,
watch it before you go see Rogue One. Just refresh your memory. Unless you're me or Dave or somebody who's seen it 1,000 times and knows it by heart, I do recommend watching it again.
The second reason that I was concerned that I was embarrassing you outside of the fuck yeah moment was that. Every single movie that I've gone to see, this is not a joke, this is not an exaggeration, this is the truth. Every movie that I've gone to see after Henry has been born, I've cried. I have cried at every single fucking movie.
Get that.
And
that dad shit.
Every single fucking movie. Like the Force Awakens was the worst because it was like, especially like, I saw it the first time and it's like, there's a whole lot of fucking like dad shit in that.
Yes,
and it's
there is.
Just like, it's crying. And then like the second time I saw it in 3D and I remember like, I can't fucking cry because I'm wearing these glasses and I won't be able to wipe the tears away.
The emotions are three dimensional.
It's worse somehow. It's
just
worse.
Pulls the glasses up and just water pours.
Oh yeah.
Little
God,
pools of water at the brims.
I have cried at the stupidest fucking movies. Like
I have, I get it.
Stupidest movies.
No. Trolls.
Zootopia. Trolls. Literally cried at Zootopia.
Zootopia's good, man.
It is a good movie. Is it worth crying over? No, I don't think it is, but it happened anyway.
Oh, sorry to take it back here, but yeah, when you guys got out of Rogue One, I sent Ian a text. I may have sent it to both of you, but I know the one I sent to you, I just said, where would you put it?
It was me. I texted you.
Yeah, and he texted back.
In your butt.
He said,
where's my movie right now?
Tell me where it is.
Where's my movie? To my butt.
He replies with
ravioli, says, ravioli.
Oh shit!
Number one, period. And then I see the little typey thing. You know, he's typing another message, and then it said, just said, and you know who the fuck you're talking to. And I was like, okay, then, yeah. All right, yeah,
that's a big deal.
Must be a good fucking movie.
I had tears as well. Tears of joy, just thrilling, exciting movie. That
now who directed? Rogue One.
I should know this. It was me.
That guy that just like Ian Chandler.
Shmee and Mandler.
You need
that's my alter ego.
You should look it up because
that actually feels like he's a directing team. Yeah. Shmee and Mandler.
Or a Forgotten Realms character.
Sadly, I do not know the answer to that question. I should, because...
You should, because you would probably love all of his movies. Yeah.
He directed,
that involved lightsabers.
I do know that he directed something else that I've seen and remember liking, but I can't... For some reason, it's not coming to me right now.
I also don't know who directed it, but I know that they came with the pitch. That
really?
Rogue One.
Yeah.
They didn't start out saying... They didn't, like, approach people and be like, hey, we have this idea for a movie that we're shopping for directors for. The director and the writer came up with the idea and approached the studio because they were like, we know that you are wanting to do spin-off movies and we have this concept.
Gareth Edwards, British guy.
He did a fantastic job. They all did. And what was really neat about that movie, and I'm sorry if I've said this already on the show, not tonight, but apparently they filmed the movie and its rough cut showed it to a test group, a marketing group or whatever.
Yeah.
And the marketing group hated it. They said, this is garbage. They had to reshoot like 80% of the
movie. I heard there were reshoots and I know like people were really concerned about
that. Well, it panicked everyone. Mm-hmm. And like, oh great. They're reshooting 80% of the movie. They're just going it. Apparently what they did was... Apparently they showed it to the right test group.
I want to see that original.
I do too. Footage. I would love like, I to see what cut. They changed, yeah. But whatever they did it right. And Star Wars fans, I highly recommend.
A phone is being passed around at the table. What's going on?
Yeah, he did 2014 Godzilla.
And
then like a couple of three other movies, 2005, 2008, and 2010. He ain't done much.
That's the thing that it feels like is really happening in Hollywood right now is that people that have interesting visual styles are just being like snapped up and put immediately into big franchise situations.
Yeah.
And, you know, on one hand, that's like...
But isn't that more cinematography than direction? Or is it kind of a...
I feel like it's a combination. A lot of what... visual style does have a lot to do with the cinematographer. But, you know, the director is the person who's guiding the overall tone of the picture.
Right.
And I think that that's kind of great to a certain extent, but like... I don't know. It also makes me sad that these guys aren't like the guy, and it's driving me crazy. I cannot remember the guy that did Fruitvale Station, the guy that did Creed.
Creed was amazing.
I
want to
see that so bad.
Creed was so well done.
And it's very sad that you can't see it in the theater because there is a boxing scene that just like I saw it in IMAX and just blew my fucking mind away. It was so incredible.
That to me was like taking me back to the old Rocky films. Yeah. They did so good with Creed.
Those are my jam too. So yeah. I know I've had so many people just did not have a chance to get out to the theater and actually watch it, but I've had so many people tell me that I would love it.
But you I wish that these guys would or. Ladies, I use guys generally, are...
Whatever, sexist.
Jacob York,
get woke like us, Jacob. God.
They would be grinding away and really, like, you know, making the things that their heart pulls them to make a little bit more than franchise stuff and telling original stories.
I can tell you that I feel like this guy, and as you said... I feel like he put his heart into this movie. Yeah.
I'm sure it's great.
Two different points, I feel like.
Yeah, to tell stories that are... Because, you know, like, Scorsese didn't become Scorsese because he was...
Right, right.
California Raisins movies.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I feel like... And that's like Ant-Man. I was really excited for because Edgar Wright was attached.
Right.
And I was 100% on board. It's like, I want to see what an Edgar Wright Marvel movie looks like. I am pumped for this. And then he left, I guess because of creative differences, and I was like, I'm not going to see Ant-Man. I'm not interested Ant-Man. In it.
Well, if it doesn't Marvel have like a paint-by-number sort of philosophy, so if a director comes in with their own vision, like, no, it's not what we do here.
Yeah, they've established a brand.
Paul Bettany, we can't. Their own vision?
Wait, anyone? Paul Bettany? Mm. I know who Paul Bettany is, but... Oh!
Although, you know, like, I feel like I liked Ant-Man all right. I feel like Peyton Reed is the kind of guy that, like, he did Bring It On, which, like,
that's hey, a, I liked that's, Bring It On.
Yeah, that's all right.
I've never seen
no
it.
No reason to be good, and yet it's a, like,
I've never
totally
seen it.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Is it like Pitch Perfect? Like
I like Pitch Perfect.
I did too. That's what I'm. That's yeah, why I'm asking.
Also, yeah, also it's good that Jack would like. I like Sugar and Spice.
It was one of those that I was given.
Heist movie.
Oh God, I don't remember that at all.
Oh man,
I gave
my. Remember we watched it? You were like, man, I feel weird because I like that. That was all right.
I gave my wife so much shit about Pitch Perfect. Like I would just joke with her, but she'd be watching it. And I finally like ended up sitting down with her and watched it and was like. It's pretty fucking good.
Anna Kendrick, top five.
A lot of fun.
Is she?
Oh,
is she
yeah. in there? Brittany oh, Snow, man. Dog. Brittany Snow.
Brittany Snow's all right. Brittany Snow's all right. There.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about Anna Kendrick. I don't know.
She's all right.
I love her. I'm still on the fence
with
her.
She described herself as the hottest girl in your improv class.
Yeah.
I was like, that's
bitch.
Okay. Okay.
No, but it's like, you know, she's not. She's basically saying to herself, like, I mean, I guess I'm a movie star, but like, I'm not gorgeous like a movie star.
Yeah, that's
I'm
endearing.
The hottest girl in your improv class, yeah. which is very attainable.
Yeah.
And that level of sort of
I get that. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
It's refreshing.
Well, when I watch Pitch Perfect, I like music. I'm a big music guy. I have a good ear for it. I've been playing music for a long time, although I'm not that good at it anymore. But I love the sounds. I love the melodies. I love the way that they mix the sound, the songs together. I've always, yeah. I have a buddy who's a DJ who can run an 8-hour long stretch of mixes. You know, so Michael Jackson versus Metallica. You know, mixing it. He'll find a way to mix those two together, and it works. And I love that kind of stuff. And they do that a lot in those types of movies. So I even watched what was the Acapella reality contest show that they did.
The Sing-Off?
Yes, I watched that.
Sing-Off.
Is it because I really like watching people.
The only thing I like Ben
Folds acapella in. Stuff.
It made me.
Yeah, I forgot he was a judge on that show. Shit.
Who was it?
Ben Folds.
Huh?
Sarah Bareilles, I think.
I like her.
Did the second season. She was really charming.
But they're doing a lot in the sense of making it appealing, you know, the Bring It Ons, the Pitch Perfects, the things that make it somewhat appealing. So that I'll go to the theater and watch it, although, you know, or I'll sit down with my wife in the living room and watch it. And I don't mind it, you know. I like that kind of stuff. I think that's just fine. I'm exploring my feminist side right now.
That's good. That's a good feeling. Like that's that. Kind of like how I cry at all movies now.
How do we get from fucking Star Wars to this? How about...
Star Wars to Pitch Perfect in three moves.
Let's not flatter ourselves.
So that's tired of all these.
Okay, maybe more than that.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of all these Star Wars, Meryl. Oppressor's Brigade, yeah.
Your list, sir.
All right, next point of order in our year in review, which is very serious. Top listened episodes in 2016. I want to go over those real quick. Unless you want to guess, you had to look on your
Streets
face.
Of Rage 2.
Streets of Rage 2, you feel like it's a solid choice, okay? Uh-huh. What, you got any others you want to throw out?
I was
Jurassic
on
Jurassic Park.
Okay.
I was on one that was very highly listened to, but I'm not going to vote because I don't want it to seem like I'm just going to vote for my own shit every time. So
it's fine. You can.
I'm not going to. Okay. I don't even remember which
already,
one it was.
By virtue of like humble bragging, you've already, you know, yeah.
Fuck. It was very hipster.
But I don't want to like make.
No, I don't want to influence
like the Anna Kendrick of Tampa.
I don't want to influence
the
voting.
Hottest girl in the
studio. Hottest girl in the studio. That's...
But I do know I was on one. That was, no, I don't know. I don't know what.
Mario 64.
That was in 2015.
Was
it
2015?
Yeah, that was 2016. Last year.
It doesn't matter when it came out. If it's just in 2016, it could be Final Fight for all I care. But in 2016, what was most listened to?
Oh,
Streets of Rage 2.
There was one I remember you mentioning. Like, what the fuck? It just blew up. You had no idea. I cannot remember which episode it was though.
Super Refreshman.
Yeah, that's what
Oh, yeah.
That was a big one last year, so.
Let's see.
This is what I got.
And the envelope.
Fifth most listened to episode. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is going to surprise everybody, I think, because it surprised me. Clock Tower. Clock Tower.
Okay. Forgot we did that.
Yeah. Me too. That's why it surprised me, because I was like, we did that? Number four, this one also surprised me. All Calls Without Parappa.
Wow.
That one had a that had a fuck ton of listeners. Nice. This just goes to show that, Ian, as you said, in a year in review 2015, our SEO is fucked up.
Yeah. Well. Really so our next one will just be All Calls Without Final Fantasy 15.
Right. Yeah.
And we'll just see.
Number three, Gunstar Heroes. Gunstar Heroes.
Oh, that's a recent one, too, for number three.
I do remember that one.
Actually. Number two, Streets of Rage 2, which I know you mentioned. Streets of Rage 2 has been dethroned by Jurassic Park for the Sega Genesis, which you also mentioned. That was pretty good.
Good shit.
Those are all really good episodes. I don't, well, I should say all of them, I cannot speak to Clock Tower. I don't remember that episode.
No one does.
I know that. I know I listened to it.
I know I listened to it, but I don't remember it either.
It was a good game. Possibly it was a really interesting game.
What kind of game was it again?
It was a survival horror game on the Super Nintendo, where you play
That sounds familiar, but
you play a young girl. Yep.
Yeah. Is it weird that I remember banner?
Okay. Little Lord Fauntleroy with the garden shears. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I remember is the banner for Clock Tower, but I don't remember the episode.
I think it's fair to say that the game was probably more memorable than the episode we did on it. I feel like that's, for the most part, that's how it should be. I've got a list of, like we did last year, I've got a list of top listened episodes on SoundCloud, which you would think would correspond with the list that I just read. Does not. much more random. Would you like to take any guesses on that, or would you like me to just read them?
I don't even know what's up on SoundCloud, so...
Everything up until Pokemon Go is up on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Pokemon Go. Best episode ever.
Are you joking, or are you being for real?
I know that you're sensitive about it, which is the only reason that I'm poking you about it.
I love that episode.
Yeah, you love it, but
I love that episode.
But I don't want to embarrass...
I'm over it now. I am. I've gotten to the point where it's like, you know what? We run this fucking show, and it was like, we're going to talk about this fucking game.
Fucking A, man.
To a point where, like, one in every, like, eight episodes, you would be like,
No, it is true.
That's my apology.
Yeah. It's
whatever. Enjoy the free podcast.
Exactly.
You saw me on that emotional journey is what happened. You just didn't see the resolution of it.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Now I'm totally like, we should do that more often, where it's like, let's talk about something we're passionate about.
Absolutely. Yeah. I drive down the road, I'm like, Dave. Jesus, it's okay, buddy. It's your podcast. You can do whatever the fuck you want. People are still going to listen.
Smoke bomb. All right, I have a hint. For top listen to episodes on SoundCloud for 2016, at least one of these was also on the 2015 list. So I know everyone studied 2015 year in review.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Snap.
That's a good guess, but not on the list. That's what I've got. Fifth most listened to episode on SoundCloud. Pepsi Man.
I get Pepsi Man is the moment everyone talks about. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of the most fabled Tadpog moments on that episode. So,
and Pepsi Man actually did pretty well regularly, too. Yeah. Like, Pepsi Man was one of those games where it's just like, for whatever reason, people were like, yeah, I'm going to hear these guys talk about Pepsi Man. Yeah, let's do it. Which I forgot to mention, we were talking about PlayStation games that we had talked about. I forgot all about Pepsi Man.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a forgettable game.
Yeah.
It's a game about Pepsi. Next up is LSD Dream Emulator.
Wow.
Another weird PlayStation game. The next one is Star Wars Shadows of the Empire, a game which we mentioned earlier in this episode.
Man.
Followed by The California Raisins, The Grape Escape, returning from 2015.
What?
Maintaining its hold. And
Lord Michael loved that.
I think it's just him hitting play. It's not a big deal. It's fine. And then the most listened to episode on SoundCloud for 2016, which, by the way, if you go to SoundCloud and look at the number of listens, very, very small on SoundCloud. It's very, very small on SoundCloud. Is Super Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
So basically what you're saying is that for 2017, someone could basically just like spend like a couple of days playing one track over and over again and probably like jump to
Yeah, Uniracers. Oh, yeah, number one.
Yeah, you could do it before lunch.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that reminds me.
Let's make this happen.
I did thoroughly enjoy the
Jacob's interview number one in 2017.
The Advergame series. Like, you guys kind of did that in between lists. And
I feel like we're not done with that. We can always go back to Advergames, right?
It was fun. But you did several of them in a row.
Yeah.
Did you ever do Sneak King?
No, but we have talked about
Tyler Dunnigan bought it for us. So I know he has
Tyler Dunnigan did not spend much on it.
He did not. He did not.
But I actually played that one. It was neat.
I'm worried about Sneak King because I know that I've heard a rumor that Sneak King is deactivated. I do not know if that means if you have the physical disc, it'll still play or not. But I've heard that it is deactivated. So I don't know what'll happen when you put the disc in.
It's a weird game. It's a weird little game.
So we might have missed the window on Sneak King.
This was a Burger King game.
It was a Burger King game where you played as the king.
And you're like a rogue.
You fucking sneak up on people. You sneak up on people and try to...
It's very Game of Thrones.
Pop up and give them hamburgers.
Game of Thrones stole everything from Sneak King.
Okay. Yeah.
The hamburgers. The giving. Friendliness.
I've got one more list.
I'm enjoying it. Extremely.
I've got one more list.
Do this, man.
This is the best list I've saved for the last. I want to know what the top 10 search terms are that got people to tadpog.com. Barking dogs is number one on the list.
Barking dogs.
Yeah, she's never gone this crazy during a recording before, so I don't know what's going on out there.
Ashley Shake, you remember that from 2015.
Last year, yep.
You do. You remember that. Okay, that's a good guess. Top 10 answers are on the board. Ashley Shake, not on there.
Tadpog.
Tadpog.
I'm just going for the easy shit.
Ding, ding, ding. Number one.
Really?
Yeah. It's turned around, man. We've got a foothold. We're actually SEO is working for us in that regard. In that one spot.
Damn.
Tadpog is number one.
Anything involving penis or cock.
So Bailey J.
Bailey J. Ding, 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 ding. Number two answer. What's up? McElwain is here.
Sean McElwain.
You want to come in the room? I think I can. Jim Crow is a silent answer from John Turley. Jim Crow is not on the board. I'm sorry. Cockmaster Ashley Shake is also here. Welcome.
What's up, fellas?
All right. So we got Tadpog. We got Bailey J. We still got answers on the board. I'm not going to count Jim Crow because you didn't say it.
That was a
he did, but you cut it out.
Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage is not on the list.
Mm. What else can
I
be said?
Fuck, I don't know.
There's eight answers on the board still.
Fuck.
Eight?
There are eight on the board still, and several of them, three of them are pretty much the same. That is a very, very obtuse hint that's not going to get you
anywhere. I got nothing. Yeah. I got nothing.
Parappa.
Parappa is not on the list. That's pretty good. 2 out of 10, 20%. It's pretty good.
Taron Landon.
Taron is not on the list.
That's a travesty.
This is what I got. You got the number one spot, Tadpog. Good job. Who would have fucking guessed?
Not me. I was being obtuse.
Second spot, Bailey J, of course. We beat her finally. On our own site, we beat Bailey J.
Our queen.
Our queen.
All hail.
Number three, I feel like we can all celebrate this. Retro Gaming Podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boom. Relative.
Damn.
All right, now are you ready for this? Number four, Tara Reid Boob.
Where did that even come up?
Just the one.
I remember somebody talking about
that. I feel like we've mentioned that a few times.
We've mentioned it, yeah.
Number five, here we go. We peak again. Tadpog Podcast.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Number six, download Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, turtlesintime.jar.
I feel like that's legit.
Jacob looks so blown away.
Don't download that.
Seven? Oh, yes, Jacob.
I don't know. I want to know how it happened.
Are you ready for seven? Number seven. Tara Reid Nip Slip.
Man, Tara Reid working it for us.
All show notes, it, man. Yeah. Tara Reid.
Number eight. Tomb of Horrors blog.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Relevant.
Number nine, Pocky and Rocky 2. I feel like we might be able to corner the market on Pocky and Rocky 2 podcast episodes. And number 10, Tara Reid slip.
I did not realize that Tara Reid figured so prominently into the Tadpog universe.
I didn't realize that anyone Googled Tara Reid anymore.
They do. Apparently. In 2016, they did.
Man, because last year, Danny Ash brought it for us really hard.
Yep, Danny Ash was on
there. So this year, it's Tara Reid.
Three entries on the list.
I feel like we're maybe moving down the ladder.
I figured there would be more porn star references in there.
So everybody, let's get a hold of Tara Reid.
At least Bailey J. At least Bailey J's
on there.
At least she's still on there.
I would say she's an adult entertainer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Definitely
an award winning.
Oh, yeah, is she award winning?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What awards?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask.
It's like best transsexual porn star, yeah. And like I think something about like her website or something like that.
She has not returned our requests.
No, she has
to come
not.
On the show.
That is too bad.
I really love the idea of the world where one day Tadpog keeps getting more and more popular and gets slightly more popular than Bailey J is.
No,
and then Bailey J is like, oh,
maybe
well,
I sh-
maybe, and then you guys are like, no,
we snub her.
If you didn't want us when we were in the annex, you don't deserve us at the blanket for it.
Yeah, maybe you should have returned our fucking call.
And then she's like, oh, okay. And then we're like, no, that's just hard to get. It's fine.
We really want to meet you.
That's all the list that I've got.
That was good.
That's all the list that I've got.
I enjoy your data exploration.
What is there a singular moment that is like y'all's favorite moment in the year of Tadpog? In like the...
This year?
2016. Yeah, as recording the show, insofar as the show, is there like a singular moment that you're like, oh man, I loved it when this happened?
When we all ate the sour plum.
Yum.
I thought that was funny and memorable.
Ooh, that was awful. That plum
was
awful.
That was the worst thing. Oh, that was the worst thing.
I think it was 2016 when Zach sent you guys the MRE.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious because you guys are like, do we have to cook this? This is like
I called
ready
in about
to
that.
Eat. It's in the title.
It says lead this up
that.
Against
I
a
know,
rock.
I remember you doing it.
But we it did have to cook it.
It was true. No, you don't. They're ready to eat.
I don't know, man. What was in that package was not ready to eat.
No, I mean, there's plenty of jokes about what that shit looks like when you first open it up. But you'll find that if you're, yeah.
So do they make fun of you if you use that heating element? Like, are they like, no, in the
well,
top of your
they,
hand?
Like, in my basic training, they would not allow you to use the heating elements. So
they didn't trust you?
It was fucking cold. Well, they give off... Well, they
give me your shoelaces and do not heat this food up.
It is sort of a trust thing because if you're in a very... If you're in, like, a tent and you're enclosed, which we didn't even have fucking tents, but it does give off fumes. Like, you're not supposed to do it in a very, very tightly contained area. So, yeah, they did not let us use them. We had to pull them out and throw them all in a box.
Food that you shouldn't smoke around.
Yeah.
I've seen the military budget. They can't give you a tent?
Well, they can, but not in basic training. In basic training, they're like...
Sorry, John. Times are tough. You're gonna have to sleep under the leaf.
Turley. No tent for you, motherfucker.
Seriously, on our FTXs, they were just like, "No, you're just there's a sleeping bag."
Jones,
fun.
Tent.
I believe
Smith,
you. I do.
Tent. Turley,
fuck that guy.
We have two giant hamburger buns that you could sleep in between if you'd like.
Talk to Smith, but you're not getting a fucking tent.
Yeah.
While one person sleeping inside a tent.
Oh, this is dope.
Insulated motherfuckers.
Toasty
in here.
Take these. I've got two pairs of gloves. My hands are actually starting to sweat.
God, man, I haven't seen Dumb and Dumber in a fucking minute.
Nobody has.
Dumb and Dumber, we also referenced on the last 2015 Tadpog year in review.
Really?
There was a moment where I believe we sung Mary Moe for like 3 seconds.
God. And I probably brought it up because I have such a small bag of tricks.
And then you spoke a lyric. You spoke a line from the song that just went over everybody's head. And then when I was listening to it today, I was like, God damn it, Ian. That was funny. And no one, like, in the moment, like, even noticed it.
I don't even remember that. I'll have to go back.
I want Everclear to be one of your top SEO terms.
Don't do it.
Everclear.
Everclear and Long Island iced tea.
Oh, I was talking about the band.
God, he got.
That's
why I was saying don't do it.
I almost just went, I am still living.
You got me.
Damn it.
What did I just fucking say?
Oh, fuck. That's going to be on my mind.
I don't want to be your downtown. There you go.
I don't want to be your still pigeon. I guess it's barely 2016, which would be Ian reading the letter. The Civil War letter.
Last year, but...
Yeah, that was good.
The letter was fun.
The letter was really good.
The letter was great. The drum and fife music.
That was hilarious.
Such a nice touch. Whenever he asked me to read, I said I'm going to read this letter, and he says read it like a Civil War soldier. The first thing out of my mouth was North or South, and then I realized immediately, what south. If he said North? I wouldn't have been able to do that. I don't know what the fuck.
I'm in the army, eh?
sorry.
Do you think Canada fought that?
I do.
Is that not how it worked? We got the South got Mexico, the North got Canada.
I know, right? My Civil War. Okay. Come on.
Historian.
They were all in there.
Of course, the Pepsi Man moment, because everybody loves that so much, which the Nazi Coke.
Not that was, oh, was that Pepsi Man?
That was Pepsi good. Man.
That was Pepsi
that
Man.
That was Pepsi. Oh,
that Fanta laugh.
That's it.
Holy shit!
Yeah, the Fanta bit. Epic. The Fanta bit is.
I kind of want to make that my text tone.
It blew my mind. The Fanta bit blew my mind.
Yeah. It's rare that you would hear just a moment of like unguarded joy.
Oh my god!
It felt like I won the fucking lottery. Like it was just like, what? How was this happening?
And it never gets old. I've heard it 100 times. It's been the stinger. It's been talked about nonstop. Every time I hear it, I laugh. It's just funny. It brings joy.
I haven't listened to it.
Oh God!
I think that would be a thing that you could easily like chop out as, and I mean, I don't know, it wouldn't make a big deal, but make that like a Patreon donor level. If you give like $2, we'll give you the MP3. just Dave's laugh for your text message.
Just do what you want. Yeah, it's a ringtone. You know, we talked about drops a very, very, very long time ago. Like year one, we talked about drops. Yes, I'm looking directly at you, Jacob. We talked about drops. Should we do drops?
Listen, I love the idea of drops.
I think they're fun.
I love them.
Hey, it's John. A little radio showy, though. What
the fuck are they talking about?
And it's so
drops.
What are you talking Jacob? About?
So, like, if we're talking and we bring up the laugh, like there would be a button or something.
Oh,
where the laugh
like
plays.
A sound bed type thing. Yeah. I gotcha. Okay, yeah.
And
that would be.
And you would have like the option to be able to play like 12 or 20 or something like that. Different references that have built up over the years.
Does that make it? I'm sorry. Does that make it to Dave and Tyler in the morning?
See, that's what I'm concerned about. I think it's very radio show-y, but I think it could be fun.
That's why I'm on the fence about it.
Yeah.
Leaning more toward...
I think you should always have it available for download on the website. I don't know necessarily that you should use it on the show, but just compile a list, cut them out, and then put them on there where you can download them.
The train whistle was nice. I really like that thing.
Yeah, I don't know where it went. It disappeared.
Here you go.
Welcome to Dave Reads from Wikipedia.
Watching you blow.
That was the most lovingly sensual.
Watching you blow into a vaguely dick shaped object that Tyler is holding in his hand.
He like licked his lips on it.
Yeah.
But just put your lips on it, Jacob.
Heard how great that sound was.
It was amazing.
It worked. It worked.
Holy fuck.
Because it's.
You've offended Shake's sensibilities, and he is leaving.
He's destroying the blanket fort. Bye bye, blanket fort. Oh, man.
Whew. All right. Now I'm emotionally drained.
What are the goals for Tadpog in 2017?
Keep doing it.
Question.
New Year's resolutions.
You think keep doing it? Should we keep doing this?
I want to joke around about it, but then I'll upset terrified Michelle. So, yeah, we'll keep doing it. All keep rolling.
Shorten the outro. It's been working.
Yeah, we've been
shorten the outro.
Like that? It's not that I like it or dislike it, but when you were Mr. Tyler, were considerably inebriated last time I was here. He was like, eh, fuck it, Tropical Capricorn, done. It was done. Like, okay, all right.
That was a nice, it was what I like to call a plug pull. You fucking pulled the plug on that one, and I loved it.
More Patreon goals?
Yeah, like add for us to add setting Patreon actual, goals? Yeah, that's probably a good idea. We are going to go to Fantasy World. That's the thing that's happening.
Yeah, be there for that. What was, how close are you to Deadpool Pizza?
Like $70.
Not far.
Like $70 away from Deadpool Pizza.
So it's 400?
Yeah.
We're pretty close.
And
I feel like those are reversed somehow. I think you discussed that. I think you discussed that.
Yeah.
You made the comment, I think, recently.
Like, yeah, we'll just
have to eat a gross pizza and then go to Fantasy World, which... You got it, me. You is
the
scared.
Grossest pizza.
You've got me scared to go to Fantasy
you
World.
You
now.
Should be.
Yeah.
You got to post pictures of Fantasy World like on the website so people can see that.
They don't really allow.
Oh yeah. Well, no, I meant like of the outside.
Oh. And,
like
okay.
Maybe even driving up to it, so yeah. You can see like how you get to it. You know. Like,
you know who we need at Fantasy World?
Like the beginning of a found footage horror movie.
True. We should make a found footage horror movie. You know who we need to go with us to Fantasy World?
Who's that? John Turley? Burger Bob John Turley? That ain't going to happen.
Make it happen.
I would love to. I would love to.
We need you there.
Well, then why not?
It would be awesome. I'm not getting my hopes up, though.
No, you probably shouldn't.
I love you, man. I would love to go to Fantasy World with you, girl. But I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, that was weak.
It's his second time.
Oh, well, that explains a lot. Yeah,
now I get it.
See, it wasn't a bad joke. It was just a sleeper.
It comes on over time.
Oh, man. Well, that's... I know if everyone wants to make Rogue One...
Let's do it.
We're hitting time.
We're going to recreate it. Yep.
So... Very much. Thank you for coming on, everybody.
Of course. I enjoy
the year-end reviews.
Hey, I'm gonna plug a thing just because I'm
plug it
anymore. I'm gonna be doing a show in the Boston area. So for Tadpog listeners up there, if you want to come out to Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts,
hey, that's where the fighter was. Yeah, that's where they did the fighter, right?
Oh, very cool. I've never been. I'm very excited. Anyway.
Is it a location in Fallout 4?
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, if it is.
Probably.
That's a huge deal.
Why could it not be?
I'm excited to, like, wander around, like, Boston. Mm-hmm. It's about 40 minutes away from Boston proper. So yeah,
just picking up trash.
I am excited to, like, wander around.
It's in the,
freedom trail. Yeah.
It's in the radioactive zone.
Like, yeah. But, yeah, it's called Women in Jeopardy, and that's going to be happening, I think, mid-February through mid-March. I know March 12th is our last performance. So, you know, if you're a Tadpog listener in the area.
Or love Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is
good
awesome.
Good for you.
Yeah. That is really cool.
Glad to see you getting traction out there doing it, Boston.
Oh,
man.
How long
you
is
that traction?
How long are you doing that?
I'll be up there from January 24th through like March 12th, 15th, somewhere in there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'll have a link to that in the show notes. Yeah. It'll be underneath five links to Tara Reid Nipslip.
You know what makes you money. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, look, if it gets people here, I'll repost Tara Reid's Nipslip. Like,
we know the scarred pepperoni that feeds us.
Yeah. Old world style, too. It's not even...
Crispy on the edges.
Little grease pulled in the middle.
Oh, it got really dark really quick, didn't it?
But really appropriately.
It's brought to you by Casper Mattresses. Stamps.com.
Uh-huh. And Steak and Shake.
Nature Box.
That's the one.
Build it beautiful.
Now I'm just thinking about
podcasts are dumb.
You know that misplaced circular dot? You can find something similar on stamps.com. Okay. Let's see. Thanks for listening, everybody. Find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. The next episode, be Sonic Spinball.
More than likely, unless things completely fall through.
Yep. So, hey, you want to send us something?
Mm-hmm.
You can send that to Tadpog Studios, care of Nicole Nance, PO Box 3785, Paducah, Kentucky, 42002.
Just reached in my bag and pulled out a postcard that was mailed to us at that PO Box.
It is. Oh, man.
Who
it
is
from the Haunted Mansion.
Is that a
one of my favorite places.
Is that a holographic
it is.
Image on the front of this
they
postcard?
They really do that when you're there.
Yeah.
When you look at them, they change right in front of your very eyes. It's insane.
Hi, Tadpog. My wife and I were at Disneyland celebrating my 32nd birthday when I saw this awesome postcard to send to you. Jenny and I live in something country, county, 20 minutes from Disneyland. I really hope you like this post, and I hope that...
This is from Terrified.
I really like this postcard, and I hope you do too. Also, I tried to write as neat as possible, but I have horrible...
I don't think it continues on the front of the card.
It does not. She drew smiley face boobs, which I appreciate.
No, that's our first boobs.
It's true. That's the first. That's our first boobs. P.S.
Besides Tara Reid, of course.
Janie wanted me to draw.
It is Terrified Michelle. Aw.
Draw our boobs. The big ones are mine.
Bravo.
Oh, man.
Further cementing my opinion that Terrified Michelle and is it
Yuri student?
Yuri partner, Janie, are my favorite listeners.
God, man, yeah, they too. Win. This postcard and that comment and the drawing, damn.
Sorry,
damn,
best postcard. Son. It just does so far.
Yep.
I know we've received a lot of, like, from far away, but that's a good one. That's a keeper.
The big ones are mine.
Let's see. If you want to call us, you can leave us a voicemail at or a text 270-883-2555.
Mm-hmm.
Our theme song is Moves by Sycamore Drive. Look at that track with our insurance at tadbog.com.
Yep.
Anything else?
I just want to thank some people.
All right.
Hey, did you enjoy this? Would you like access to our full catalog of Tara Reid nip slip picks? You can have that if you'd like to go to patreon.com/tadpog. We'll give you the one that we have and keep reposting.
The one that only we have.
You're right.
We refuse to sell it.
The one that Marco's Pizza uses as an advertisement. We got that one. Zing, gotcha, Terry. Nice logo incorporation.
Mark. Oh.
Oh.
I would like to thank... Oop, guess what? Maybe I didn't flag all these like I should have. Maybe we should do that next time. Let's do that next time so that I don't forget anybody.
Okay. How you guys want to close this out?
Like our embodiment? Like the embodiment in 2016?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
I don't know at all where to go with this.
So until next time, Tropical Capricorn. See, I did the first half sad and the last half happy. Tropical Capricorn. There you go.
It helped the episode.
So I know how long it takes for
it really did.
I know how long it takes for a Lunesta and a few drinks to kick in on you.
Yep.
Roughly an hour.
Yeah. The nose smashed against the filter was he was just laying on it. Smacking
the fuck. Yeah, because I asked Dave, I was like, why did Ramon keep touching me every time I said something? Oh, so you didn't fall asleep.